We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try this, try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though.
Welcome to Try This Podcast. I'm Robert Bacon. For me, the best part of this podcast was the artistic freedom that it allows not only myself, but other people in the community to explore. So this week, we're going to do something a little different. Recently, my grandmother, Mary Ann Bacon, passed away at the age of 83. The last year of her life was filled with a lot of pain, and after a surgery didn't heal as expected, she was told that she'd have to undergo another surgery that would put her in even more pain. Mary Ann decided that this isn't how she wanted to live and refused the surgery, which she knew would mean the end. I found this to be extremely brave and, of course, deeply saddening. A lot of people don't get to say goodbye to their loved ones. I feel extremely lucky to have had that opportunity with my grandma, to be able to tell her how much I loved her and how much she meant to me, and for her to be able to say goodbye to me. It also gave me one last opportunity to save a memory of her. I asked my grandma if it was okay if I took an audio recording of her telling me her story of how she came to America. The story of a Swedish immigrant who moved to Chicago to nanny for just a year, but ended up finding the love of her life and staying forever. This isn't the last conversation I had with my grandma. That's private, and it doesn't need to be recorded because it's something that I'll never forget. Now, this isn't the best audio quality. There's some humming because of machines and other background noise. My dad's in the room with me the entire time, so that's who you could hear. Also, my uncle's coming to the room quietly later in the stories, so don't be too surprised if you hear random voices later on in the recording. Also, sometimes it might seem like I'm jumping in early to help her out with a thought, but it's really just the way that I cut it. I cut the parts where we were discussing what word or idea that she was trying to convey. All right, that's enough explanation. Let's get into it. This is the Grandma Bacon Podcast, the final episode.
My beginnings,
yeah,
in America.
Like, why you were growing up in Sweden? Did you ever think, like, I'm going to be in America? I want to spend my life in America?
No, not really. It was just my very best friend. You know, like you have best friends when you are, when you're 18 or thereabouts. And she had gone to Chicago to spend some time with her aunt and uncle, who were very very nice cooks, believe it or not. And they had opened a business whereby they would what do you call it, Robert? When you cook for people on order.
Bed and breakfast?
No, not bed and breakfast.
Restaurant.
Well, not restaurant. People don't sit there. But they certainly
catering?
Catering. There you go. You got the catering word. So her name was also Mary Ann, and she was as blonde as I was brunette, and we were best friends. And she said, why don't you come here? You got a year before you can go on in school. You're not very happy. And I wasn't very happy.
Why?
No. I had some issues with my dad. My dad was a very, very demanding man. He was a good man. He was a smart man. He was a demanding man. You do things and you do it one way and it's this way. But he also gave us many opportunity to grow and to succeed in what we were doing. Well, what would I do coming from Sweden and just having my infant nursing credentials? Well, it was just the beginning of time when mothers, if they were not into,
they're saying like women, certain
women had not yet gone into the
workforce.
Not as such, But they had
even
certain...
Even in Sweden?
Sweden was probably a little bit early on that. But they were still lagging behind a bit. Mm-hmm. And my...
Sorry, just to interrupt really quick here. This part got a little confusing, a little muddled. Basically, it's just she didn't want to settle down and start a family right away, which kind of was the standard thing to do back then. She wanted to, you know, experience something different and go do something on her own. And that's what led her to this decision.
So he was a little demanding. And
he was
like,
very demanding.
And you're like, I'm going to move. And she's like, come to America
mm-hmm.
for a year?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay. And why did you guys pick Chicago?
Because my father had a connection through Sandvik Steel. It's a big steel company in Sweden of mm-hmm. some renown back then.
Mm-hmm.
But now I believe other countries, primarily China, has taken over that spot. But he suggested that because there were people in Chicago that could certainly help me if I ever needed help. But
yeah.
Of course, I had decided I didn't need any help.
So you're like, Chicago. We're going to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You
we
and her both
to Chicago. Mrs. Carney, who was the woman who employed me.
Yeah.
Employed me to be a nanny for her child.
And is this your first time ever leaving Sweden
mm-hmm.
or coming to America?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she employed you. And this is in Lincoln Park, right?
Well, this was in Lincoln Park, 2640 Lincoln Avenue. Yes. Beautiful brownstone buildings.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely. And I would take Kevin, who was the little girl at 5, and I would take her to the Fullerton Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I would take her to the zoo, and we would have a wonderful time together. It was really a good one.
Mm-hmm.
For this work, she paid me $25 a week and room and board, and I felt like I was...
King of the town.
You bet.
That's a lot. Is that a really good
wage?
Well,
that was in 1951.
And that's a pretty good wage back then?
I was saying.
Yeah?
You know, I didn't argue about anything.
Well,
I slept with a little girl, that was Kevin, and I had a sitting room with a television.
What? You had your own TV?
Well, the television was very rare back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, 51, yeah.
You
bet.
Wow, you were living the life.
Yeah, I was living.
That's a great area too.
Yeah. So. Oh, it was a great area.
Still is.
I'd walk down to Fullerton Avenue and walk up to State Street. Climb on a bus,
okay.
A streetcar for a nickel. Go downtown.
That's
go to the movie theater.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go shopping. Go do anything that a young girl that is 20 would like to do.
Yeah.
So it was good. It was good. And I stayed with them. I signed a contract for a year, and I stayed with them for that time. That following fall, I went to Florida with the children and got my first awful sunburn. I never thought it would happen. What, sunburn? Me?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah, but it happened. It happened.
Yeah. So you met Grandpa when he was working at Merchandise Mart. Do you remember, like, what's the first memory of him? Do you have, like our first date?
The first memory of him was eventually accepting a blind date. That was a big thing for me, to accept a blind date. Because in Sweden, we don't have blind dates.
What do you guys have?
A date. But it is with somebody that you have already met.
Okay.
So
why'd you say yes?
Why? He was a very amazing man. He was kind. He was soft. He was just a very, very... he was a good man. I mean, remember, I didn't know too many young people here.
Mm-hmm.
So this was good. This
mm-hmm.
was good. Yes, it was very good. And it wasn't too long, and I agreed to this blind date.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember where you went? Or
we went to a little restaurant that was in the Merchandise Mart.
Okay.
And on the side, probably facing the lake.
It facing was the river lovely. Or the lake?
The lake.
The lake. Facing east, okay.
Over there. And he was just... he was just a good man. So he took me out and he brought me home, and I was very impressed because every time we walked down the sidewalk, he always swung around and walked on the outside me. Yeah.
That was the thing back in the day.
Uh-huh. Those were the things back in the day.
So, cup for two things, right? Because people used to empty out things out of the window, and then also streetcars on the streets would, like, splash the sidewalk, right? Or something? Is that right. What it is?
Very, very good. Yes. Very, very good.
So he's doing that. So we could skip ahead a little. Do you remember, like, when Grandpa asked you to marry him, or, like, what he did?
Oh, yeah, that was election time, as I remember. Who was running against whom? Anyway, Dad just wheeled around the corner, and he said, I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what. What a romantic.
Yeah, he was a romantic, he said. He said, If he wins. Mm-hmm. If I win the nomination.
Of his guy, okay.
Okay. If I win then I will propose to you.
Sorry, I'm going to interrupt one last time. This part also got a little confusing. And just wanted to say, basically the story is my grandpa was a Republican, and it was an election year, and he was going to be voting for Thomas E. Dewey. And my grandma was a Democrat, and she was going to vote for Roosevelt. And my grandpa said, if my guy wins, I'll propose to you. And if your guy wins, you propose to me. And we jump back into the story.
So, you know, it came to be that I got to laugh a lot and ask Dad to marry me, right?
Yeah.
And he said yes. It's amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And it was amazing. And so that was one of our very funny little incidents.
Any stories about?
Stories about what?
About the kids. About.
Oh, my children.
Yeah, Uncle Bill.
Oh, we always had stories Uncle about, Jim, didn't we, Jim? Do you remember when the police brought you home?
Was that me or was that Bill?
Well, Bill was so frequent, I don't even count that.
How many kids? Wait.
I do remember one time when Bill got when Bill was coming in the back of a squad car, and you were at the dining room table, and you said, "Oh, good God, now what?"
Well, it's a good expression.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the first time I'm hearing this. So there's a bunch of times where everybody was getting, like, picked up by the police and brought back home? Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Yes, I had four boys, and that was really...
What about Aunt Kathy? Did she ever get brought home?
No, she smiled and made it all good. No, she really did it.
Why were the cops bringing them home?
Well, in the winter time, they like to throw snowballs at cars, hiding behind bushes, and they would ping against the squad car's window.
What?
What do you mean, what?
It's insane to me.
Oh no! And they would duck down when the squad car turned direction. And I'll take an ice chip.
Okay, we'll take a break.
Oh, that is so good.
Marianne Bacon passed away 2 days later, surrounded by the people that she loved. Thank you so much for listening to the Grandma Bacon podcast. I know it's something totally different than what we usually do, but it's just something that was really important to me. I think Marianne Bacon was a fantastic, interesting, caring person, and I just wanted to share with you. If you have grandparents that are still around, please call them. Let them know how much you care about them. Call your parents and talk to them, or just, I don't know, call anyone that you love and let them know how much you care about them. If you want to cheer up, you could find our other podcasts at trythispodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening.